8 minutes to play second quarter, 21-12. And now Smith a little too tight defensively on Porter, some 25 feet away from the rim. He doesn't like that one, but a foul called against USC. Second team foul against the Trojans. McCray catches the inbounds. Looking inside for Jimenez, knocked out of bounds by Akunwafo. Wisconsin 22% from the floor in this game. They're 4 out of 18. USC's shooting percentage now up to 40% for the game. Jimenez catches the inbounds pass, gets bumped out of bounds, and it'll be USC ball. Jimenez trying to say, the only reason I'm out of bounds is because I got bumped out of bounds, but apparently the officials missed that. Smith to Iriafen, high post. Back out to Kennedy Smith on the left. Drives to the free throw line to Iriafen. Out to Von Ohlhoffen. Porter defends. Now back mid post on left. Turn around left of the lane in by Iriafen. 7 points for her. 7:23 to play second quarter. And USC has its largest lead of the game. 23-12. Trojans on a 6-0 run to start quarter number two. McCray, top of the key, spins over to Porter on the wing. 10 on the shot clock. Porter, defended by Smith, screened by Williams. Porter has some space now. Bounces back to Sarah. Ball fake. Throws it inside. McCray has it, 2 on the shot clock. Out to Myers for 3. Got it. Tess Myers drills it at the shot clock buzzer.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Sorry about that. Back to the action. 5:52 to play in this quarter. Here is Natalie Leitzinger for 3 in the corner. Leitzinger whites it up. A 3 by the Badgers. Wisconsin shooting pretty well from the outside. Now 23-18 USC with the lead and a travel called against the Trojans. Travel by Iriafen. .23-18, 7th-ranked USC on top of Wisconsin. A 6-0 Badgers run. 3 by Myers and a 3 by Leitzinger. Now Williams, topside. Bounces to McCray. Going to work on Iriafen. Missed it short on the right. Rebound USC, and then they lose it out of bounds. Off the hands of Samuels, far sideline and out. So Wisconsin will get it back. 6-0 Badgers run for USC. That is their 6th turnover of the half. See if Wisconsin can take advantage of this miscue by USC. Down by 5. 5:18 to play. Second quarter. Whistle away from the basketballs. McCray had it out on top, and that'll be apparently against the Badgers. And Tess Myers. Or they call 3 seconds. I saw the number 3. Yeah, I think it was 3 seconds. Sorry about that. Oh, they did get a foul. Okay. I thought I had that right. Second personal against Myers is according to the stats. We'll see if they correct that. Down low to left. Stop blocked by Williams on Iriafen. Porter picks it up with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Porter throws over to Cron left wing. finds McCray, darts it off to the right, and Porter, defended by Samuels. Porter going to her right, to the baseline, to Williams, open, jumper, got it! Rattled around and fell through for Williams. Long two-pointer in. Wisconsin trails by three. 8-0 Badgers run. 4:33 to play second quarter. Powell driving on Cron. Left hand, nope. Rebound, Williams. Wisconsin can tie it with the three. Up ahead, McCray. Transition stolen by Samuels, but she stepped on the baseline. It'll be Wisconsin basketball with 4:21 to go. Second quarter, USC 23, Wisconsin 20. And are we good for another break, or we'll take a break? This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of Matt's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub lots of Matt's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Back at the Kohl Center, 23-20. Seventh-ranked USC leads Wisconsin with 4:21 to play in the second quarter, but the Badgers are on an 8-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes. Hey, Badger fans, Wisconsin is back on action this back in action rather this Sunday when they take on Illinois. You can get tickets at uwbadgers.com. The Badgers and Illini square off at 3:30 this Sunday at the Kohl Center. Okay, so the Badgers this quarter, 3 of 5 from the floor. USC is 2 out of 7, but Wisconsin has now outscored the Trojans 8-6 in the quarter after USC scored the first 6 of the quarter. And now it's just a 3-point difference in the score, 23-20. Wisconsin's being led by Sarah Williams, 4 out of 12 from the floor, 9 points. Tess Myers has hit a couple of threes. That's been big. She's got 6 points for Wisconsin. USC's leading scorers, Iria Fenn and Von Olhoffen, both with 7. Juju Watkins is 1 of 5 from the floor. So the Big Ten's leading scorer has 2 points thus far on 1 of 5 shooting. Wisconsin has not led in this game yet. USC has had as large as an 11-point lead. But the Badgers' defense has been pretty big over the last 3 minutes and 6 seconds. USC has not scored in that time frame, and they're 0 out of their last 4 from the field. Just a 3-point difference. It'll be Wisconsin's basketball. 4:21 to play, second quarter. Leitzinger bouncing to Porter down low, throws it off the window. She missed it down low on the left, had a good look at it. Picked up USC. Samuels, front court, pushes to the corner. Now to Watkins on the wing, defended by McCray. Juju, left elbow, kick out Samuels, 3, right of the wheel. No good, miss it off the right side of the rim. McCray rips it down, outlet up ahead. Williams, all kinds of open, and now the defense settles in. Finds Porter down low, Badgers have to bring it out. Cron to Porter, corner 3, no. Rebound Howell, Wisconsin had a great opportunity there. Howell, front court for the Trojans, off to the right. Samuels, right baseline, bounce inside. It's Marshall over Williams, yep, stops the 8-0 run. Badgers got it down to 3. It's now a 25-20 USC lead. 3:36 to play second quarter. Natalie Leitzinger in Wisconsin with the basketball. Bouncing at the free throw line. It's Williams, defended by Marshall. Here's a drive. Off the glass, it's in. Williams takes her right to the rim and scores. Double figures now for Williams. Eighth straight game in double figures. 21st overall this season. 3:08 to play before halftime. Three-point USC lead with the ball. Marshall hands off to Watkins. Leitzinger defense. Juju dribbles to her left. Flips it to Smith. Smith on McCray, working in the paint now. Smith up with the right hand. No good. Marshall collects it down low. Porter tries to swipe it away. Marshall, short jumper. Trickles off the left side of the rim. Samuels right there. She'll put it up and in. I think Sarah Williams has lost her contacts. And it just fell out. I just saw it fall out of her face. Nice catch. She catches the... it fell out of her eyes, I guess. So she's going to have to go get some contact solution. I think this happened last home game, too. 27-22, USC. Another thing the Badgers, besides obviously stopping this high-scoring USC offense and trying to score on their Big Ten best defense, another thing is rebounding for SC. They are second in the conference, almost 43 rebounds per game. And right now, the Badgers are winning the battle of the boards by one. 19-18, but offensive rebounds USC after that last possession now up 5-4. Wisconsin holding steady right now with the 7th-ranked Trojans. 2:35 to go, second quarter. Wisconsin down 5 with the rock. Porter, outside left. Porter still handling the basketball. Now picks up her dribble, finds Williams near the left wing. Sarah, couple dribbles, back to Ronnie. Drives in from the left. A runner is flipped up, no good. Rebound, Heckle. USC outlet, right sideline to Smith. Now inside, Iria Fan had some space and lays it up and in. Right around Williams. USC up by 7. Approaching 2 minutes to go before the half. Wisconsin moves it into the front court. It's Leitzinger, defended by Yvonne O'Hoffman. Leitzinger, top of the key. Nat with the basketball. Bouncing to Cron. Cron around Watkins. In the paint. Cron. Layup in. All the way to the rim. Cron took it right around Juju. Other side. Smith running it strong to the rim and scoring and getting fouled. Minute 39 to play in the second quarter. So USC comes right back with a layup. And now a three-point play opportunity for Kennedy Smith. Freshman from Chino, California, coming off 11 points, 4 rebounds, 4 steals at Iowa. Smith tonight has 2 points, 2 boards, and 1 assist. Free throw, no good. McCray secures it for Wisconsin, and a travel against Cron right away as McCray got it to Cron. Cron runs into the defense of Heckle and then moved her feet, didn't put the ball on the floor. 24 for the Badgers, down by 7, 31-24. USC basketball after Wisconsin turns it over for the 13th time in the half. Watkins on Leitzinger, foul against Knapp. That's the team's 5th, so that puts Juju Watkins to the free throw line. USC now in the bonus. 2 free throws coming up for Watkins. Wisconsin has been doing a good job against the Big Ten's leading scorer, 24.7 points per game. Watkins has 2 points so far in the half. She'll have 2 free throws. Knocks down the first. 84% free throw shooter. Last season she was 85%. Sure what the delay is right now. I think we're ready to go. Here's Watkins. Got them both. USC on top by 9. Now Porter trapped in the backcourt. Tries to dribble out of trouble. Throws it up the left sideline. Picked up Cron. Pass deflected. Stolen. Into the hands of Watkins. On Porter. Layup with the left hand falls. 35-24, just like that, it's back to double figures for USC. Porter throws all the way down the right sideline where it's caught by Williams on the wing. Wisconsin having some issues trying to get the ball out of the backcourt right now against USC's backcourt defense. 6-0 run, USC inside. McCray takes a hop, lays it up and in. Big move down low from Carter McCray. 47 seconds to go in the half. Smith launches a three, rattles in on the right side. Timeout Wisconsin with 39 and a half seconds to go in the second quarter. Marissa Mosley needs a break. 38-26 USC now with its largest lead of the game. It's at 12. Badgers earlier in the quarter had a nice 8-0 run. They were down 23-12, got it to within three at 23-20. Also trailed at 25-22, but USC has slowly started to pull away as the quarter has unfolded. .5 seconds to play. The Badgers in the second quarter trail by 12. 36% from the floor is Wisconsin. USC is 44% from the field. And the Badgers looking to inbound. It's Porter. Finding Jimenez. Bouncing back to Ronnie. Throws to the left side. Caught by Cron across the timeline. Badgers break it. Cron. Cross court. Over to Jimenez. Far half of the court. Throws it back to McCray. 27 seconds to play in the quarter. Williams has it out on top. Drops it off inside. McCray fadeaway on Watkins and it rolls in. McCray coming to life late in the second. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Wisconsin down by 10. See if they can hold off USC one more time. Watkins on Jimenez. No, and a foul though. Watkins had it down low and just went right to the rim. And with 5.4 seconds to play in the quarter, USC will have a couple of tries at the free throw line. Just a moment ago, Watkins had just a couple of points, and now with 6 points, has a couple of free throws upcoming. That one's no good. 5.4 seconds to play in the quarter. Next one. From Watkins. That one rattles in. Porter, backcourt, dribbles up the right sideline. Up ahead, Myers catches. Nope. Off her hands with 0.7 seconds. Or is it off USC? Who touched it last? That's the question. Trojans touched it last. So the Badgers will have 0.7 seconds to get a shot away. 39-28 USC. Akun Wafo comes in. And Watkins will come out. 0.7 seconds. Porter inbounding sideline right. Myers doesn't get the shot away. We have reached halftime. Halftime in Madison, and seventh-ranked USC leads Wisconsin 39-28. Trojans outscored the Badgers 22-16 in that second quarter. Coming up at the half, we'll run through the team and individual numbers for you. Take a look at that Big Ten scoreboard. One game of note for Badger fans as you look at the Big Ten standings. We'll tell you how those games are unfolding in the conference. And up next, though, my halftime interview with Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
You wanted to be cool. which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime here tonight at the Kohl Center in Wisconsin trails number 7 USC by 11, 39-28, your halftime score. Time for tonight's halftime interview, and before this evening's contest, I caught up with Wisconsin point guard Ronnie Porter, and here is tonight's conversation. At the half with Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter. When this team is at its best, what's happening on the court?
Everybody's just clicking. Everybody's together. It's either a close game or we're winning a game against really great teams. And when we're at our best, you can tell and you can feel it in the atmosphere that it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. This team has played really well against top 10 opponents here at home, and that's exactly what we have tonight against USC. What is the key to staying or hanging with a ranked team like USC or any top 10 team?
They're a great team, but so are we. Numbers don't scare us, shouldn't scare anybody, but we're coming to this game like there's just another team we have to play. Even though they have great players, we have great players as well, and we're just going to battle start from finish.
Talking with Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter here at halftime, there was recently a Big Ten network piece about you. People can check that out. It's on the social media of Wisconsin women's basketball, but I think Coach Marissa Mosley said you have a knack of being in the right place at the right time. Is that true, or how do you always end up being in the right spot at the right moment?
I mean, I think it's true. I mean, I watched the game from when I started playing that it's small guards can do things that a lot of people don't expect us to do, and you just got to learn the game and learn when the ball's coming off, where it's going to go, and just how I can affect the game in areas outside of just being a facilitator. Yeah.
So much is made about your height. Is your height ever used to your advantage?
Yeah, I think so. Like, especially on a defensive end, like getting up in people or like just making people work on the defensive end, and then on them guarding me. Like, it's harder to guard somebody my size than somebody that's not like twice my size, I believe. So yeah.
I want to get to know you a little bit. Ronnie, is that your full name? It's Ronnie?
Yes, it is Ronnie, full name.
Okay, that's a pretty unique name.
Yeah, it's unique. I mean, it runs in a family, so I mean, okay. For me, it's not unique, but for a lot of other people to hear it, yes. Some people kind of think it's like Veronica, but no, it's Ronnie.
Just straight up Ronnie. Now, you have three siblings, is that correct? Did you guys grow up competing against each other?
Oh, all the time. There was never a day where we didn't fight, cry. We went to war with each other, but that's why we all came out the way we are, and we're all strong for each other, 10 toes down behind each other.
Yeah. Now, your mom also was your coach in high school, so that's on that Big Ten Network piece as well. What's the best advice do you think maybe she's given you as far as being a basketball player?
To play my game. Don't care what anybody else thinks or who's in front of me. Just play my game. And at the end of the day, it's going to show the great player I am.
Final question for you. Speaking of games, you and I talked earlier this season. You said you like to play video games in your downtime, Fortnite, 2K, those types of things. I've heard about this game that the team plays. It's called Heyday. Yeah. It's on you're smiling. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you participate?
I know what you're talking about, but it's not my style. I'm not really like the phone gamer. I'm like PlayStation, like Fortnite, 2K. No, really like phone games like that, but I do like that my teammates, you know, can bond through that.
Yeah, it's like a farming game, so it's like you like grow crops, and that's a lot different than like fighting people or whatever.
Yeah, I think my way of gaming is a little better, but you know, I'm not gonna take that away from them.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you.
That's Ronnie Porter here at the half, back with more after this. This is Badgers Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime tonight at the Kohl Center, 7th-ranked USC 39, Wisconsin 28, and the Badgers are shooting 38% from the floor, USC 44%. Wisconsin, not a lot of volume from behind the three-point arc, but they're very effective. 3 of 4 shooting the three-point shot, 75%. USC is 2 of 7 from deep. At the free throw line, the Badgers have gotten there three times and made all three, 7 of 11 for USC. We've been watching the battle of the boards, rebounding. Wisconsin plus 1 at the half at 20 to 19. Let me mark that down. That's a good number. 20 rebounds to 19 for USC. Offensive rebounds, however, 5-4 USC, and a slight advantage for the Trojans on second chance points at 2 zip. Team assists, 7 in the first half for Wisconsin, 9 from USC. Turnovers, that's the big number. 14 turnovers, also make note of that. 14 Wisconsin turnovers at the half. USC has 6, and the Trojans plus 10 on points off turnovers at 12-2. That's a big difference right there. In the paint, 20-14 USC, plus 6. On the fast break, plus 7, 10-3 USC. Blocks, 4-3 USC. Steals, 8-2 USC. Wisconsin has never led in this game. USC has led by as many as 12. Right now, it's 39-28 at the break. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers. Who's leading for the Badgers, and how is Wisconsin's defense handling Juju Watkins? We'll take a look at the individual numbers next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
After that, scoring goes to Tess Myers. Couple of threes, 2 of 2, 6 points and 2 rebounds. 5 points from Natalie Leitzinger. She's also made a three and picked up 1 rebound. 4 points from McCray with 5 boards. And Lily Cron has 2 points on a layup. Porter hasn't scored but has 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Douglas hasn't scored but has 3 rebounds and 1 assist for Wisconsin. Jimenez, 0 points in 3 minutes. We'll take a final break and come back. Get a quick check of the Big Ten scoreboard, too, when we come back. And the second half is next, too. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career and technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Moments away from the start of the third quarter. John Adi is with you. The Badgers trail 7th-ranked USC, 39-28. Top 15 teams in the Big Ten Conference make the Big Ten Tournament in Indianapolis in early March. Right now, Wisconsin, 14th spot in the conference at 2-9. A game up on Rutgers and Purdue at 1-10. And now a game and a half up on Penn State. Penn State now 1-11 in the Big Ten after a loss to Washington today, 82-71. Wisconsin holding on to that 14 spot, but Penn State, Rutgers, Purdue, and Northwestern all fighting for that 15th spot currently. So things are tight in the conference standings as the teams look to get to Indy for the Big Ten tournament. Third quarter is underway. USC has the basketball with an 11-point lead. Here's Iriafen inside, blocked out of bounds by Williams, but a whistle and a foul called against Sarah. Williams almost had the block there. That would have been her fourth of the game. Three first-half blocks. That one instead called a foul against Williams, and it's her second of the game. So Kiki Iriafen steps to the free throw line. 17.8 points per game, an 80% free throw shooter. So just checking the time, it looks like. On the clock, 9:26 is what we have. Like they've adjusted it now. It says 9:42. And I think we're good now. Okay. Kiki Iriafen at the free throw line, adjusting the clock time. So 39:28 right now. USC lead and at the free throw line. Free throw drilled by Iriafen. Preseason AP All-American. Last season at Stanford, scored 19.5 points per game and grabbed 11 rebounds. Makes two and then blows a kiss to the student section. All right, 41-28. USC Badgers break the press in the backcourt. Porter, front court, left baseline, pull up. Jumper is short. Hauled in by Marshall. Trojans basketball. USC front court. Watkins throws it to the left. Von Ohlhofen drives in and kicks to the free throw line. Marshall, high rainbow shot is saved from going out of bounds by USC. Now Watkins, free throw line jumper blocked by Williams. Picked up by Wisconsin. Fourth block of the game for Williams. Now Sarah posting up down low and a foul called against Iriafen. USC, four blocks tonight for Sarah Williams. Blocking Watkins on that last possession on the 15-foot jump shot by Juju. Badgers ball. Looking for their first points of the third quarter. Porter on top, defended by Watkins. Shot clock's getting down to 10 now. Watkins going to pick the pocket of Porter, has it up the right sideline. Watkins flies in strong, reverse layup, no. Williams gathers that rebound, and she'll dribble into the front court. Now the Badgers with possession. Down low to McCray. McCray, a move around the rim, no, but a foul. So that'll be USC's second team foul. Iriafen gets called for her second. And McCray will go to the free throw line. 4 points for McCray. Transfer from Northern Kentucky. She was the Horizon League Rookie of the Year, Freshman of the Year last season. Free throw's no good. Coming off 11 points, 9 rebounds. She's gone for double figures her last two games and has just missed out on double-doubles with 9 rebounds each of her last two. Next free throw is through. That's the first point of the third quarter for Wisconsin. 8:30 to play in the third. USC up 41-29 with the basketball. Watkins, left of the wheel. Goes to Marshall, right of the wheel. Williams gives her some space. Now over to Von Ohlhofen. Gets the screen by Marshall. Has it in the corner. Double team. Bounces inside. Marshall on Myers. Size advantage. It's good. And a foul. That was 6'4" against 5'9". And Marshall gets the bucket. And now an opportunity at a three-point play. Senior from L.A. is USC's leading rebounder and a 75% free throw shooter. 9 boards per game. And that free throw is no good. Rebound, boxing out. It's McCray picking it up for the Badgers. 43-29. USC largest lead of the game now, 14 for the Trojans. Williams, mid-post left. Working on Marshall. Sarah tries a step through. Ball poked down to the floor by Marshall. Good defense, and it's stolen by USC. Von Ohlhofen, front court to Watkins on the wing. Leitzinger closes out. Watkins calls for a screen. Gets one. Top of the key. Working on Leitzinger. To the right elbow. Two players around her. Ball loose. Picked up Marshall. Jumper in the corner is no good. And it's McCray picking up her 8th rebound of the game. Myers for the Badgers. Looks inside. Caught by Williams. Left of the lane. A dribble and a drive. And it's blocked out of bounds by Marshall. Rhea Marshall leads USC 2.2 blocks per game. At the top of the Big Ten leaderboard along with Sarah Williams, who now will leave the game. .726 to play third quarter. USC leading Wisconsin by 14. Douglas. Top of the key, backdoor cut, Porter has it, lays it up and in. The feed from Douglas and the finish by Porter. Got by the USC defense, off the glass for two. Front court, USC, and now a whistle away from the basketball and a foul against Douglas. .43-31 USC. By 12. Iriafen catches the inbounds to Watkins. Mid-range jumper on the right is pure. Watkins nails the jumper. She's got 9. Front court, Tess Myers and the Badgers. Now Porter standing at the motion. W has the basketball. 6:50 to play third quarter. 45-31 USC. Porter bouncing to McCray. Low block left. McCray backing down. Against USC is coming over to help out on a double team is Smith, and Smith runs into McCray. Foul USC, their third as a team, second against Smith. 14-point deficit for the Badgers as Porter is looking to inbound. Throws it over the top of the defense, caught on the wing by Leitzinger. To Douglas, steers it over to the right side. Porter, return pass to Halley out on top. Chest pass over to Myers. Now to McCray. Top the key. Downhill. Down the paint. McCray up off the glass for two. Tough move. Carter McCray for two. USC throwing it into the front court. Nearly out of bounds. Badgers try to save it on the baseline. And Douglas steps out of bounds. It'll be USC ball. Trojans lucky that's not a turnover. Basketball, 6:20 to play in this third quarter. .45-33 Trojans. Iriafen catches the inbounds, has it out on top. McCray picks her up. Now Iriafen in the paint, spinning, turning, jumper in. 10-footer in the lane is good by Iriafen. Has 13. 47-33 Trojans over the Badgers, and then McCray catches down low on the left and is fouled by Iriafen. That's their third, and so USC's leading scorer tonight has just picked up her third foul. Coach Lindsey Gottlieb keeping Iriafen on the floor. Iriafen, 13 points, 4 rebounds, now 3 fouls. And Williams comes in for the Badgers. Inbounds Wisconsin. Douglas has it outside left. USC up 47-33. Left baseline. Jumper by Williams is through. Williams up to 13 now. Andrew's going to need her if they want to make a move. Watkins runs into Leitzinger, and Natalie Leitzinger will be called for a foul. Third, check it, fourth team foul against Wisconsin. Second called against Leitzinger. Heckel now out on top between the circles for USC. 5:39 to play. Third quarter. Inside it's Watkins right of the lane on Leitzinger. Watkins kicks it out. Top side. Smith three. Pops out no good. Heckel chases it down. Offensive board. Trojans. Cross court passes. Deflected and stolen. Across the timeline, Leitzinger. Over to Porter. Right half the court. Drives around Howell. Kicks out to Douglas on the wing. Now back out to Leitzinger. Leitzinger over to the right. Porter catches. 5:09 and counting to play in the third. Ronnie dribbles top of the key. Shot clock down to 10. Screen by Williams. Porter left of the lane. Hesitates. Drives. Kicks. Back out now. Williams long two. Grazes the front rim. Coming out of nowhere. Offensive rebound is Porter. Fresh 20 seconds for the Badgers. Skip it to the far side corner. Three is in for Tess Myers. Corner three for number three. Badgers' fourth three-point make out of five tries tonight. 47-38, USC lead and the basketball, but Wisconsin's hit four of their last five, making things interesting. Third quarter, Watkins right side, out on top, a drive down the middle of the paint by Howell, and she'll bank it off the glass for two. 11-point USC lead. 4:13 to play, third quarter. Left sideline, Porter moves to the front court. Left of the lane, Williams has it. Williams down low, turnaround shot, missed. Douglas, offensive board out to Porter. Right baseline, Porter picks up her dribble. Now looking for somewhere to go, throws it back between the circles to Myers. Shot clock's at 10. Myers still with it, defended by Smith. Smith comes away with the steal, other side, missed the layup. Rebound Myers. Wisconsin catches a break. Front court, Badgers down by 11. 49-38 USC. 3:33 to play in the third. Entry pass looking for Williams. Fouled from behind. Akunwafo will be called for that foul. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 3:30 to play in the quarter. It's USC 49, Wisconsin 38. And this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it, times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs, and that's spelled R-O-E-H-L. It is National Girls and Women in Sports night tonight here at Wisconsin. Seventh-ranked USC leads the Badgers 49-38, but Wisconsin's playing a top 10 team pretty tough on its home court again tonight, and a good crowd here for National Women, or Girls and Women in Sports Day, and nice crowd. Lower bowl pretty much full here at the Kohl Center. And like I said, Wisconsin's playing really well. Badgers in that second quarter shot 58%. This quarter, they're 4 of 8 from the floor, 50%, out shooting USC, who's 4 of 10. In the game, USC 43%, Wisconsin almost up to 41%. So the Badgers hanging with them. Part of the difference here tonight, Wisconsin, by the way, more three-pointers as well. Part of the difference, though, is turnovers. 17 turnovers in this game for Wisconsin, 10 more than USC. That's led to a 12-5 advantage on second chance points, so a 7-point advantage there in the paint. USC also leading 26-18, and then on the fast break, USC's plus 7 as well. Right now, the scoreboard, though, shows 49-38, number 7, USC over the Badgers. As we return to the action, it's Sarah Williams at the free throw line. First free throw up and in. And the next one falls off, no good. So one of two at the line, 10-point game, 49-39, Trojans ball. Heckel front court, Cron steps out at the top of the key to defend. The Smith high post working on Douglas, strong to the rim. It's going to hang on the left side of the rim for about a second and then fall through. Unbelievable. 51-39. You could have went up to the rim and just blown on that thing and pushed it off course. Pass by Douglas is intercepted. Heckel the other way for USC. Layup in. Turnover and more points off turnovers for USC. 53-39. And just like that, the Trojans back on top by 14. They made 5 of their last 7 from the floor. Badgers ball. Douglas pushes a pass to Myers near side, over to Cron on the wing. Heckel defense. Cron out on top, caught by Myers. Shot clock's under 10. Myers looks inside, looking for Williams. She gathers down low. Big move by Sarah Williams. It's good. And a foul. Up with the right hand, down low on the right. It's Williams for 2 and 1. Wisconsin getting it to their all Big Ten pick, Sarah Williams. Preseason all Big Ten selection in the conference. He was first team last season, and Akunwafo will be called for that foul. 16 points, 4 boards, 4 blocks tonight for Williams. Free throws in, 17 now for Williams. She's scored in double figures in 8 straight games over her last 7. Williams scoring 21.2. Overall this season, just over 19. Third best scorer in the Big Ten. Howell connects for 3 on the left wing for USC. It's just the Trojans' 3rd three-pointer of the game. 3 out of 9 now for USC. 2:05 to play, 3rd quarter. 56-42 USC. Cron falling out of bounds, throws it to McCray. Lucky for the Badgers, inside Porter, cut to the rim. Missed it, too strong on the overlay down low. Heckel, back court to the front court to Howell. Galloping down the lane, layup in. Transition points for USC. Backcourt pressure. Heckel steals, pokes it back into the play as she falls out of bounds. Badgers have a 5-on-4. Myers drills the 3 on the left side. 5th Badgers 3. Myers is 4-of-4. 58-45. USC lead in the ball. They've led by 16. Now up by 58-45 score. Inside Iria Fenlow on the right. Missed it. Williams hauls it in. Porter dribbles to the front court. 1:09 to play in the 3rd quarter. See if Wisconsin can finish the 3rd strong. Here's Porter driving to the free throw line. Brings it back out with a dribble. Throws over to McCray. To the wing left side. It's Cron. Shot clock at 10. Cron pull up mid-range. Got it. Cron smashes it for the Badgers. 58-47, Wisconsin to within 11. 48 seconds to play in the 3rd. Iriafen, mid-post right. Finds Akunwafo, layup in. Had a path open up right to the cup, and she took it. 60-47, SC on top of the Badgers. 30 seconds to go in the 3rd. Here comes Porter to the front court. Lonnie has it outside right for the UW. Throws to McCray. She's open at the free throw line. Won't take it. Now puts it on the floor. Spins on Irifin. Blocked. Picked up USC. 15 seconds. They're on the fast break. Powell on Porter. Driving. Layup in. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Wisconsin still got a push. Down to 7. They inbound. Cron catches backcourt. Down to 5. Up ahead. Porter checks the clock with 3. Porter. Runner at the free throw line. Will not drop at the buzzer. Decent look here by the Badgers to end the third. They cannot get it to go. And USC hits 6 of its last 11 from the floor. And after 3 quarters, it's USC 62, Wisconsin 47. 3 quarters in the books, and we'll be back with the final 10 minutes of this one next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. After 3, USC leads Wisconsin 62-47. Time for today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. Let's go back to the end of the first quarter and Sarah Williams coming up clutch for the Badgers. Bouncing inside Williams with 2 seconds. Williams off the window. It's good at the buzzer. Now Wisconsin, other side. Myers tries a 3, and it's in. There you go. That Sarah Williams bucket was an and one. She made the free throw, 17-12 after the first quarter. But that was tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. All right, USC and Wisconsin will head to the fourth quarter with the Trojans on top, 62-47. They've led by as many as 16 in this game. Right now, 15-point Trojans lead. Here's Leitziger fighting her way to the basket. Up, no, but a foul. Reach in against Samuels. And a foul to start things off here at the fourth quarter at the Kohl Center. Natalie Leitziger to the free throw line for Wisconsin. We're as a team. The Badgers are 6 of 8 from the line tonight. Free throw, no good. 6 of 9. Wisconsin comes in with a 2-9 Big Ten record. Next one in by Nat. And it's in. Here's Watkins on the left side, but a whistle and a foul. Against the Badgers. It'll be the first team foul, and they get Leitziger with her third. Von Ohlhoffen, right elbow for USC. 9:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Step back long two, rolls in. Von Ohlhoffen up to 9. USC on top, 64-48. Here's Leitziger losing the basketball on the right sideline. It'll be USC ball. turnover by Wisconsin, number 19 tonight. Watkins rises for a right corner three, and she splashes it. 67-48 Trojans. 19-point lead now. Williams catches down low on the left, leans into a layup, and it's in. 19 points from Sarah Williams tonight. Leads Wisconsin in scoring. 8:40 to play. 17-point lead. Von Ohlhoffen, jumper at the free throw line, falls. And a timeout by the Badgers. 69-50 USC, matching its largest lead of the game. It's the Trojans by 19. Timeout Wisconsin. Back after this break, and this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.